I'm Ricky Bevington for Georgia Public Broadcasting. A bill that passed just hours before the end of this year's legislative session in Georgia is creating conflict for some residents of Henry County. If Governor Nathan Deal signs it, voters could create the new city of Eagles Landing, and with it, their own government, tax base, and services. To do so, they would take away land, revenue, and residents from the city of Stockbridge. Vicki Consiglio is the chair of the Eagles Landing Educational Research Committee. That's the group that pushed for the bill. She says folks in the area, which does have higher per capita incomes and property values, just want more say over how their tax dollars are spent. And she adds, unincorporated parts of Eagles Landing have no representation in Stockbridge.
The folks in this area, which is known as Eagles Landing, would like to have a little bit more control, local control of what goes on and what is being placed here and what everything looks like.
Stockbridge Mayor Anthony Ford disagrees. He calls the bill undemocratic and says it threatens his city's existence.
You don't take from a city and divide a city up just because you feel it's not being run right or you feel that they don't serve your interests.
I traveled down I-75 and met up with Consiglio and Mayor Ford in different places along the main economic corridor that some residents call Stockbridge, others want to call it Eagles Landing. They all call it home. My conversation with Consiglio began in an empty lot behind a Waffle House. She points to a dense tract of trees stretching 2 miles along the interstate. Currently, it's undeveloped, but she sees it as a forest of opportunity for a new city.
Where we can work, eat, shop, play, live, and have a place that folks don't have to get in their cars to drive 10 exits up or 10 exits down to go to the places that they, you know, like to frequent, which is, you know, the grocery stores or, you know, shopping malls or just the little boutiques or fine dining restaurants. I mean, those are things that we just don't have in this area and that we need.
She says they would like to model the new Eagles Landing on the Alabama city of Mountain Brook, just a few minutes outside of Birmingham. They have a million-square-foot development with palatial homes and fancy shops. Residents have a movie theater instead of medical supply stores, a Williams-Sonoma instead of a Walmart, and a cheesecake factory instead of a Kentucky Fried Chicken. Less than half a mile from the Waffle House where Vicki Consiglio shared her vision, I meet Mayor Ford outside a Starbucks. He says city leaders have been working tirelessly to provide exactly that type of development just one exit down. The proposed site of Jodico South would be a 160-acre mixed-use development at the far southern point of Stockbridge.
And that is exactly where we're going to attract those high-end businesses and have some condos, single-family homes, commercial property, live, work, and play concept, trail network and whatnot in that area. We're working with developers presently. I'll tell you, if you actually go down to the intersection of 75 and Jodico Road, you see that the clearing is there, the construction equipment is there. We haven't had official groundbreaking just yet, but it's coming. It's coming soon.
Creating a new city could throw a wrench in those plans. The new development would be next door to Eagles Landing, but several miles from Stockbridge. So Mayor Ford offered state legislators a compromise that would still give a voice to those unincorporated parts of the county.
And we presented with them an actual map that would align the designated area of Eagles Landing along with the present city of Stockbridge into actual council districts as a compromise. So you say you want local representation, well, here is an idea for you. Where we expand the city, add the Eagles Landing area, the unincorporated county area, this is how we like to come to you with. If you want this, check this out. This is an idea.
He didn't hear back from lawmakers, but Consiglio has her answer.
Most certainly not, because like I said, they have annexed all the businesses that surround most of these neighborhoods. They've done nothing for this area, and I don't see in the future that they would do anything. They want the money, but they don't want to provide the services.
All the medical offices, fast food restaurants, and gas stations that make up the annexed area of Eagles Landing Parkway represent more than just a place to go in Stockbridge. Until Jodico South gets developed, economically speaking, the mayor says this is Stockbridge.
And so this is what they call the Eagles Landing area, but it is part of Stockbridge. And as a matter of fact, this entire economic corridor is a primary corridor that actually finances the city of Stockbridge itself, all the way from Highway 42 going west to Highway 75. And then on the other side, 75 is the Hudson Bridge Road, all the way to Flipping Road.
But it can be confusing. Both the city of Stockbridge and the proposed city of Eagles Landing have feasibility studies that support their two stances. Stockbridge says Eagles Landing would be devastating for the city's finances. Eagles Landing says there's enough money to keep both of them afloat. There's one thing both Consiglio and Ford do agree on. Media reports and social media conversations framing things about race are off the mark.
If you're familiar with the Eagles Landing area, 49% of their proposed city is going to be black. These are affluent black residents. So for someone to say this is affluent white only, that is not a true statement. They need to look at the demographics of the income. They need to look at the demographics of age. They need to look at the demographics of population and demographics of race. And with it being a predominantly black city, we feel like that those statements are so untrue and folks are just not doing their homework.
No, I'm not going to say this about race because I represent everybody. It's about the people and hardworking people of the community in this aspect.
Ford thinks it's more about political power, but he says there's a perfectly good democratic process to handle that now without carving up his city.
If someone's not satisfied with me, we need to have a dialogue, or when I come up for election, you don't vote for me. You vote for somebody else, if that's the case. Or you run yourself. Get out there, knock on the doors, and run yourself. But you don't destroy a city like this. And that's the basis for why we're fighting for the people, for the entire city. And we'll fight until we can't fight anymore about this and get it right. You just don't destroy a city like this.
The bill now awaits Governor Deal's signature or veto. Mayor Anthony Ford and Vicky Consiglio are preparing for the road that lies ahead, regardless of the outcome.
We have to believe in the system. We have to believe that there are folks out there who respect our right to a vote, so that's what we're hoping for. And this is really all about the vote. So that's what we're pushing right now, is giving folks the opportunity to vote their form of government. It's not a takeover, it's not stealing. You can't steal when you're allowing folks to vote and letting the citizens decide where they want to be.
It's literally impossible, in a sense, to satisfy the requirements for 100% of people 100% of the time. So there'll be some folks that I won't be able to reach. We won't be able to reach. They'll be adamant that, hey, no, I don't want any part of this. So we go after the majority, and we have to work towards mending everything back together. So I'm up for that task once we know that we keep our city whole and complete, which will happen.
That was Vicky Consiglio, the chair of the Eagles Landing Educational Research Committee, and Stockbridge Mayor Anthony Ford. You can hear our full conversations online at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.